Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a Halloween edition of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like which Hammer movie monster would be the worst to be bitten by?
But I would like to immediately say Frankenstein, he's got a man's teeth.
Wolfman, big mouth.
Yeah, Wolfman has the mouth of a dog.
Yeah.
I mean a wolf.
Okay. Fuck. And
dog man.
Why am I dumb?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a weird dog. No, that's what that doesn't work. Here's what, well, okay, this is gonna sound dumb, but
what? On this show?
Bear with me.
Bearing.
Okay. Yeah. A wolf's mouth is designed to bite.
Yeah.
A man's mouth isn't.
So no, hang on.
It would hurt.
Hang on. Joel Zammit, I need you to just wait a moment.
Okay, please.
So Jackson.
Yeah.
Is that an argument for or against the wolf man being a worse to be bitten by?
It is against the wolfman being the worst.
Okay, cool. Okay. You know why wolfman, like dogs and that are designed to bite good? Because they kill.
Okay,
they're meant to kill animals.
When you're chewing on food,
yes.
Is that taking a bite out of a thing?
Yes.
So are humans designed to bite?
My point is, would you rather be beheaded with a piece of wood or a knife?
Piece of wood because I'm curious.
Yeah, yeah, that would be whack.
Sheer intellectual whack. Curiosity. That's what I mean. That's why I think Frankenstein's
my last moments
more.
If I got beheaded by a plank of wood would be satisfaction as the world's last mystery was solved.
I think I would hate to be bitten by, just in terms of, like, I guess arm. They're biting to arm or neck.
I was imagining arm for some reason.
They're chasing you.
One and cheek. This is the scenario with every Hammer movie monster. We run, we trip over. As we do, our pants get caught on a nail, revealing only our bum cheeks.
Yes.
And then Dracula, Mummy, Wolfman, Frankenstein or Gilman, clunk, onto the cheek.
Onto the tuchus.
Yeah.
Ooh, me boom.
Mine tuchus.
Mine tuchus. Yeah. Why? In that case, I want to say Gilman. Just in terms of feel, in terms of ass feel, yeah. Gilman.
So glad, because, so happy to have coined the term ass feel.
Because I think, so Gilman, he doesn't have teeth, he's all gum. Yeah?
That's what
is
I imagine. He's
going to be sucking your bum? Yeah,
he's going to be sucking on a cheek, and it's going to be very wet. Imagine, and a little bit slimy.
Imagine having,
you know, like, is it hogfish?
Yeah.
The one they have to, like, yeah, like
slime,
that slime that's,
imagine having one whole bum cheek be a hickey.
Yeah.
That's what you're describing.
Because
here,
like, with a wolfman or a Dracula or even a Frankenstein, where it's just the mouth of a man.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I'll teach. Teeth with
teach.
A teach. Ah, teach.
Yo, teach.
Yo, teach. What
quit
the fuck?
Biting my bum, teach.
But they're just like teeth of this piercing. But with a gill man, you're like, stop it. There's enough for me to realize what's happening.
Okay.
There's enough time to be like, whoa.
How big's an ass cheek? How long's a piece of string?
Depends on your ass.
How big's the ass?
Okay. Well, how big would you say your ass cheek is?
Like about the size of...
I would say the guy, a good melon.
You can
melon.
See my ass better than I can.
That's true. I've seen your ass more times than you have.
I would say the size of a good melon.
Okay, yeah. Well, what I keep imagining...
Like a rock melon.
Yeah, it's smushed together with a crack in the middle.
Yeah, two rock melons... smushed okay. together, but nowhere
with an
near
anus
as,
in the middle.
Yeah, nowhere near as pert. Yeah. Kind of, okay, I want to get two rock melons.
Two rock
over,
melons and you yeah, roll yeah, them yeah, apart yeah, yeah. and you're like, oh my God, there's an anus in the middle.
There's that, but also overripe, so a bit squishy and they sag into all
I know what an ass looks
dimpled a bit, cellulite.
The reason I bring it up is because I imagine the gill man clamping and then going over the whole cheek.
And ass crackhead, don't forget that.
Yeah, I would never. But now I realize that that is just not how it would work. The gill man would just sucker onto the central section of your cheek.
Okay, it's not the middle. I'm like, dude, you're not even getting a good seal.
What's bad is that with every other one, you run away and it tears off. They tear a chunk out of you.
Yeah.
With the gill man, you run away and it stays on you, sort of like a flag trailing behind you. Like a
and again, there's enough.
He would like, vibrate all up your body.
Clay, I'm more aware because again, if a Dracula or a dog is biting, I'm like, oh my God, it bit me. A dog. Sure.
The Hammer movie monsters, Dracula, Mummy, Gill Man, Frankenstein, a dog.
Wolfman, dog. But I can see, like, it's just someone biting me, right?
Yeah.
But the Gill Man, I'm like, it's suction.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I could understand being attacked, but with a Gill Man, I'm like, what's happening?
Well, yeah.
My brain would shut down, and I just don't know.
You know, everyone knows what the end point of a bite is, but no one knows what happens if you get your bum sucked too long.
They just and I'm like, what's happened? I would freeze. That's when I would freeze. With like every other monster, I'm pretty sure I would fight. With a Gill Man, I'm like, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just don't know. Is this the freeze? What's going on?
If a Dracula bit me on the bum, my first thought would be, am I going to become a different kind of Dracula? I don't know what kind. Am I going to get Dracula fangs in my anus? Is this going to... Am I just going to become a regular Dracula? Or is like it going to be some kind of bum Dracula?
Yeah. Just like...
I like it.
Two teeth grow either side of the nose. Ow,
and
it hurts.
Dick turns into a bat.
Oh, I'm a bad kind of vampire. One of the worst. Dracula couldn't have bit me on the neck or something good. No, the bum cheek.
Blah, blah.
I feel like that's mostly fat for Dracula. He might just suck it out and I got one saggy
like
cheek.
Saggy,
yeah.
And he's just sick.
Oh, dear me. Yeah, well, you should have waited.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dracula vomiting up your own ass fat in front of you is really something you don't bounce back from.
As your dick slowly turns into a bat in front of you.
Does it fly off?
Yeah, of course.
Come back. Come back.
It's worse because like a Dracula can turn into a bat, so presumably your bat dick can turn back into a dick and it'll just fall out of the sky.
Imagine it becomes a bat but then turns into a man. Dracula, I'm unclear on what's happening. Dracula just shrugs. I've never bit anybody on the ass before.
I'm uncomfortable and I don't like this.
Will you ever become my penis again? And it just shakes its head. It can't talk.
Okay. Well, Dracula, pretty bad.
Yeah.
What happens if you turn a penis into a man? What thoughts does that have?
This is a better deal. Does it have its own penis?
Is that also, I'm is like, it recursive that's like bat penis.
That's like if you. There's not a one-to-one.
Surprisingly. For some reason in my head, because this penis is now turned into a full man, instead of having a penis, it just has balls, symbolizing the balls that the penis used to be attached to.
I was imagining the whole genital situation. Does that mean that I still have nuts?
Yeah,
of course, a bat? Reverse unit.
See, I like the idea of it not flying off and just stuck there flapping, freaking out.
I can't ever wear regular pants again.
Or even wrong pants. This is just, frankly, a situation no taste has ever been prepared for.
Taylor, please, Mr. Bailey, come in. We'll have
so
to.
So I have a bat dick.
It's
crazy that I didn't call ahead.
Would you like some of the finest silk?
Here's my
maybe a pouch.
Here's my suggestion. Wrap my legs in cloths.
Okay.
That'll do us. Swaddle me in velvet.
Here's my suggestion.
Yeah.
Painkillers, a hammer, and regular pants.
What happens if we just.
Imagine, like a hammer do you on think that you could ever bounce back from laying your penis bat on the hard concrete and slamming it with a hammer? Could you ever come back?
Am I feeling that?
Yes, the bat is. No matter what, the bat's feeling it.
Yeah, but do we feel what the bat feels? Feel the bat
no,
feels?
I don't think so.
Then okay, fine then it's that. Fine.
Yeah, well, it's sad. You I got mean, a look, dead bat on your...
Dick.
Does it rot?
Yes, eventually. Oh, but then eventually God. It's just a skeleton and you live a regular life. Let's talk about a mummy
anyway,
bite.
Anyway, yeah, okay, mummy bite. Okay,
infected.
So,
do mummy have teeth?
Do mummy, have teeth?
Do mummy have teeth?
Do mummy have teeth? I imagine the they're wrapping that, but do they have other teeth?
I think they have about six teeth.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then you'll get that classic like when an old man bites an apple situation, but the mummy will bite your ass and the tooth will be stuck in it.
Imagine because our mummy is not very together. Are so we... the mummy bites your ass, takes its mouth away, and you've got a tooth in your ass.
Yeah. And then every time you sit down for the rest of your life, you're like, ow!
Man, I should have gone to a doctor about that.
Got this tooth removed from my ass.
So are we doing vampire rules for all Hammer movie
yes,
monsters?
Yes, I think so.
All okay. Hammer movie monsters have vampire rules. It's actually the Hammer movie rule.
Yeah, if a monster bites you, on the ass, you become that monster.
But worse.
Well, let's go through them.
Well, okay. Mommy bites you on the ass, your foreskin rots and falls off.
Why does that happen?
I don't know. Mommy's a rotten.
Is my foreskin the beginning of further rotting?
No.
But like, it's just like the wrapping. It just gets mummified.
Yeah.
Well, where do the bandages come from?
I imagine...
Wait, do you just get mummified?
I imagine your body just begins to shrivel because the moisture leaves.
Oh, yeah. And you become a dry mouth.
Yeah, you get real dry. You start... All your blood becomes sand. Then you just got to wrap yourself up manually.
Okay.
That's rough because...
I wouldn't wrap myself up.
No?
You just die?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why, dude? Why would I die if I don't wrap myself up?
Why does a mummy wrap itself? Well, mummy doesn't.
Someone else does it for the mummy. Yeah.
They just woke up like that. That's basically them getting up in their pajamas, being like, should I get dressed today? And deciding no.
What I keep thinking about with the mummy is that if you weren't wrapped in bandages, no one would know you were a mummy.
If you weren't wrapped in bandages, wouldn't you just like disintegrate? Isn't that the thing?
I don't think bandages stop you from... Because it's very loose wrapping
they're
on
brittle.
The mummy.
They're very brittle.
Let's be honest. A mummy is just a Egyptian zombie. It's just a zombie plus. You know what I mean? Just a zombie that you've wrapped in bandages. If the zombie apocalypse happened, I captured a zombie, wrapped it in bandages.
No. And aged it.
Yeah.
It's like a zombie that's been in like an air dryer, like how you make jerky.
Yeah.
And then wrapped in bandages.
Yeah, it's just not a very interesting monster. And also you don't really get any powers, do you? Does a mummy come with abilities?
Sometimes it become a priest, but in old times.
Control sand a bit.
Yeah. Oh, no,
make a big face.
Mummy would be good for the big face.
Yeah.
Imagine you're like, is Jackson coming to work? And then you open the door and my big face comes down the driveway.
Yeah. And says, no.
No, I'm at home right now.
And then you get sand everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm at home. I don't have to deal with it till tomorrow. When I come in and I'm like, I'm going to get in trouble for all this sand. The mummy can also become a big face of water, if you recall the mummy too. Mummy Returns.
Big face of water.
Yeah.
But that's the opposite of sand.
Well, there's water. Yeah. I got no explanation for that.
Yeah, the science has no answers.
Yeah. Scarabs you also get as a mummy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
That turn to scarabs or just control scarabs?
You can control scarabs.
Okay. Put them in people's skin.
So being bitten by a mummy makes me control scarabs. Oh, and I can put them in skins?
Yes.
When was the last time you saw a scarab?
At the zoo.
So you'd have to go to the zoo to control it.
There are about
maybe
three scarabs at the zoo, and I could go and be like, get out and get in that man's skin, and the scarab would not be able to.
Yeah.
Maybe I could go to a zookeeper and be like, hello, please, can I look at...
You're a mummy.
Yeah, I've got a trench coat on and a balaclava.
Yeah.
Like, what? This man's here to rob this zoo.
Can't I just, like... Okay, I'll become a scarab breeder.
Dressing up as a bank robber to rob the zoo.
Yes. Yeah, all right, let's explore robbing the zoo.
What are you trying to take?
So you gotta go, what's the most valuable thing a zoo has?
Animals.
Yeah, no, but what is the most valuable animals?
Probably a rare ape or something.
Okay, so you gotta go in with a gun and a balaclava and a trench coat and you find the rarest ape.
Yep. What is the
most
valuable
MVP, most valuable primate.
Yeah.
Animal at the zoo.
Yeah, because you go in.
Giant panda.
Okay, so I go to the zoo with a gun and a trench
trench coat and a
bag with a dollar sign on it, crossed out, and then a picture of a panda.
Then I've got a panda sign on it.
Yeah, yeah. And you could dress up like the Hamburglar, like in panda colors.
Rubble, 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 rubble. The Hamburglar did this as I try to get a bear in a bag. Man, if that was a real bear, yeah, okay. If that was a dangerous bear, this man would be in danger.
But
instead,
hang on.
He's just trying to pull the bag over the panda's head.
Because panda bears are still bears. Can they still bite?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And like,
they can, but they won't.
Okay. They're too tired from eating all that bamboo and being fat shits all day.
Like, you've got the panda's head in a bag. You're screaming, "I'm robbing this zoo."
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen like that video of that panda person, and they're trying to like look after all these pandas, and they're just being little shits rolling around.
Yeah, I can steal a cub. That's what I'll do. Then I'll take it out. I'm robbing this zoo. I'm the Hamburglar. Robble, robble.
And then you fall over.
Ass cheek out.
Nail tears out your belt. And then a panda on your ass.
I'm going to become a panda now. But instead I just get sick and die.
I got panda rabies.
Look, Hammer Movie Monster, baby. You're becoming a panda.
Well, that's now, okay.
Hard to breed. Loves to eat bamboo.
And here's what happens to pandas. They put them in the same enclosure as other pandas, and they're like, fuck the other panda. And the panda's like, no, I'm not that horny. And then they show them panda porn.
Yes.
So, great way to get panda porn.
So basically, you're going to get bit on the ass by a panda.
Yeah.
And your end goal is like, this is good because I get free pornography.
I get to see pandas fucking.
Which is a really rare thing. So, you know, we laugh.
Yeah.
But that's pretty exciting.
You get to see pandas fuck, but you're one of the pandas.
Yeah. And then I get to presumably get to fuck myself.
Question.
What?
No, like I get to fuck also.
Oh, right.
Question.
As a panda man.
With the pandas watching panda porn.
Yes.
Gets to make the pandas horny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do they ever jerk off?
I don't know if a panda can.
Can a panda jerk off?
I don't know what a bear's penis looks like.
Are we now all uncomfortable?
What does a bear's penis look like?
I imagine like
a dog?
No, yeah, too thin. That's what I keep picturing.
Too thin.
Yeah, no, like it starts off flared and then goes to a point.
Like
I don't
a
know,
sword.
Maybe I've seen a bear's penis at some point in my life.
Like a turtle?
Yeah.
Really makes you think.
All right, let's
explore. About bear's dicks mostly.
Yeah, let's explore getting bitten by a Frankenstein.
Right, yes. Okay, so Frankenstein bites you immediately. Well, it's made of other dead lads. Mm-hmm. So do I have to then...
I imagine you would just develop stitches around your joints.
Yeah.
Bolts in your neck, become really strong and really big. But dumb as shit.
No, isn't like Frankenstein smart? He's like,
yeah, but Hammer Movie die. Monster Frankenstein
dumb
is dumb
shit.
As shit.
Yeah, okay.
So you're going to become a big fool.
Okay.
And you're going to strangle kids or whatever that Frankenstein did.
Right. He didn't strangle a kid. He broke it. It's the Of Mice and Men thing. He strokes the girl's hair and he snaps her neck.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what you'll do. Or you're just going to be really strong.
So would I be more clever or dumber than I am currently?
I would say dumber. Well, Frankenstein can just go...
Frankenstein's monster at the end becomes very clever from reading books.
Not in the Hammer Movie
Monster version.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Pay attention.
I got distracted.
So, am I dumb as shit?
Well, you currently can say more things than, "Urgh! Fire will be bad."
Fire bad.
Does the Hammer Movie Monster version of Frankenstein also get a bride of Frankenstein?
Yeah.
So then he can't be dumb as shit for all
can
of
he read?
It.
Probably simple words.
Like, my wife.
He knows fire bad.
My wife.
Yeah, he's basically Borat. Borat's back! And he's several dead criminals this time.
So, okay, well...
Not!
Fire bad.
Okay, so
fire good.
If I'm dumb as shit, maybe it's like flowers for like Algernon.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, good, I'm dumb as shit, but I'm happy. So maybe that's good.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, too dumb to be unhappy.
I think if Zama became a Frankenstein, that impacts us, JD, more than anything else.
Yeah. Like, in fact, my life is pretty good.
Yeah.
Because, like, think about it. Day to day, when am I ever coming into contact with fire? When I cooked today and last night I was at a party.
You'd be like,
fire
time to make some dinner. Fire bad!
And then I'd have to go and strangle a kid or something.
And no, he doesn't strangle the kid on purpose. He's just dumb.
Okay.
So you might kill, like, I don't know, Cass accidentally.
Cass, fire bad!
Pat, pat, boom.
Oh, no.
No.
This is because he got bit on the ass, dude. I'm telling you. So that guess, guy wasn't just a guy, he was a Frankenstein.
I guess I killed an employee.
Yeah.
That's not never going to work. I'm going to get the chair.
Yeah.
They'll bring back the chair just for you.
But oh, you're Frankenstein. You'll get more powerful.
Oh, and if I kill my good friend Cass,
yeah,
then she can become part of me.
Hey, that's true.
Friend of Frankenstein.
I can then be like, get her arm and put it on my like stomach. And no, then I can get another head and be like, Cass head.
No.
This is my the brain situation of Bride of Frankenstein. Yeah. You don't get to put her bits on your bits. You just get a friend.
No, yeah. Just put her brain in my brain. No. Then I can be clever.
It's so-and-so's boat. How many parts of Frankenstein do we have to get rid of? Is it still Frankenstein?
Oh, Theseus's boat?
The ship of Theseus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you keep taking apart the Frankenstein.
If you got a mop.
Yes.
And you take off the stick and then you put a new stick and then you replace the mop head with a different mop head. Is that the same mop?
The mop of Theseus.
The mop of Theseus. Yeah. All them ancient Greeks mopping that boat or whatever.
The Frankenstein of Theseus, if we take apart Zammit and we give him new bits.
Yeah.
Is it still Zammit?
I think with humans it's pretty easy. You change the brain, it's not Zammit.
That's fair. No, but that doesn't make sense because Frankenstein's brain is a guy's, it's not his brain.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, but
so yeah, if you got a criminal called John B. Criminal, okay?
And
Johnny B.
Crim.
And you took Johnny B. Crim's brain and you gave that brain to Frankenstein.
Yes. Done.
He's not Johnny B. Crim.
No, he's Frankenstein.
He's Frankenstein.
But spot Frankenstein's brain.
Yeah, but he should still be Frankenstein.
No.
Does that mean if I got Frankenstein's brain and put it in a new Frankenstein, that's not Frankenstein?
Correct.
That's a new Frankenstein.
That's the logic created within this universe.
Well, that's foolish.
Hey, take it up with Hammer.
I fucking might.
So, yeah, I reckon being Frankenstein wouldn't be too bad.
It's interesting. So, you know, like a lot of these Hammer movie monsters come with specific rules.
Yeah.
Frankenstein doesn't. The only rule Frankenstein really comes with is fire bad. You know, like,
fire bad, and then I can, if I lose a part, I can get a part.
Am I still the same mop?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I still the same Franken?
Do Frankensteins get filled with a powerful desire to kill their creator? Will you kill your dad?
Is it my dad or the Frankenstein that bit my bum?
That's a great question.
You're not Frankenstein's monster. You're Frankenstein's monster's monster.
Yeah, I'm
Well, maybe then you have got a powerful desire to kill the Frankenstein that bit your bum.
You gotta go bite his.
Don't bite my bum.
That's perverted.
More like, fire bad.
Oh, maybe you won't be like fire bad. You'll be ass pain bad.
Yeah.
Ass pain bad.
Ass pain bad. As I strangle Frankenstein's monster using my Frankenstein monster's strength.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Too bad.
That sounds okay.
In terms of like the worst you're bitten by Frank, being bitten by Frankenstein's pretty like it's good.
Yeah, it's all
makes
right.
Makes you dumb, so then you're happy.
Makes me dumb as shit, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Makes me want to kill my creator, i.e. Frankenstein's monster.
Mm. Yep.
Sick bolt necks. That's pretty
cool.
Can't get the chair.
Yeah. That's. Let's not undersell not being able to be given the chair. Or presumably a lethal injection, or hanged by the neck till dead.
Hanged by the neck till dead surely will kill you.
No, whatever. Frankenstein's not even alive, really.
Yeah.
Does he got air?
Does he breathe?
Probably I don't think not. So.
That's just my head coming off. Then my head's like, meh.
Oh, I'm still the same mob.
Come on. I'm a mob. Stick, come to me. And then my... you know, stupid body comes and grabs my head and puts it back on.
Exactly.
Hanging someone and having their head separate from their body is wild.
It happens. Yeah.
Well, because you do it quick. You pull the thing and they go boom, and it's like a...
It depends how many knots there are.
Yeah. You'll pop the head right off.
Yeah.
And if you catch it, you're the next one to be hanged.
I love sports.
Yeah, it's why everyone kept going, because like, dinner and a show.
That'd be exciting. Dinner and a show. Yeah, I'm going to catch that head and eat it.
I was thinking eating chicken wings beforehand.
What noises do people
beforehand.
Make when they're hung? I could find this out, but I don't want
to. Oh, boy. That's the noise I make.
Gee willy, because...
I just want this.
Hey, it's the olden days, so they wouldn't have said fuck.
They would have cussed. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot of oofs, yes.
All right, well, let's discuss being bitten by, let's say, Wolfman.
Okay.
JD?
Painful on me bum.
No, because Wolfman bitten by a werewolf becomes a Wolfman.
Yeah.
Not like, so Wolfman biting Wolfman, you're getting like a little bit of like detached a little bit.
Sure.
So you probably become like a balding wolf man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're a bit patchy.
So I'm like patchy, like a bald spot with like a little bit of shitty fangs.
Mm-hmm. No, and I reckon you've either got like with your beard and stuff that grows, yeah, be like big patches, and just no facial hair.
Do you get teeth or just slightly sharper? Like, do you get a wolf's mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wolfman, to be honest, is just a hairy guy. You can run a bit quicker. Silver bullets will kill you.
Yeah. Silver bullets will kill me currently.
Yeah, but not as quick.
Like, because getting bitten by the wolfman, all I got to do is care about, like, the full moon.
Yes.
That's like, what, one day a month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It
doesn't really impact me. What, I got to eat, like, a sheep or something every month?
Yeah.
That's fine.
I feel like we're too willing to accept the one day of the month we're going to become a wolf problem.
Just chain me up or whatever.
Yeah.
Chain yourself up.
Chain myself
Lupus
up.
Lupus or what? Lupin? What's his name?
Lupin, that fella. Remus from... boy.
Remus Lupin.
You're the Harry Potter expert, Jackson.
You love Harry Potter.
Am I? Yeah. What's that guy's name?
You know, Reman.
Do you mean Remus? I've said the name.
Remus Lupin?
Remus Lupin.
Reman Lupin. That's the guy.
Yeah. He needs to get back in time and shoot himself with a werewolf gun or something.
Yeah.
It's cool that, you know, we were saying, like, if you're Frankenstein, you could get the chair and not die. It's cool that if you were a werewolf, then you could get killed by cops and not die because they're not shooting you with silver bullets.
Yeah.
You could commit so many crimes as all of these Hammer movie monsters.
If I'm a,
I think that's kind of the thing.
Yeah. I'm a wolf man, but I'm not the wolf man.
Yes.
And I get shot with a regular bullet.
Yes.
Do I get the strengths of the wolf man even though I'm not currently the wolf man?
Yes. Well, no, because you are the wolf man.
Yeah, but I'm not currently a wolf man.
No. Yeah, well, no, Wolfman will
it's
still...
It's a state of mind, man.
If Wolfman is a man and gets shot by a silver bullet, he still dies. You are still Wolfman.
So for...
No matter what, you're Wolfman.
So for one day of the month, so 12 times a year, I'm a hairy boy that's got to go eat something. Yeah. However, every other time I just get the benefits of being a wolf boy.
Yeah, you just don't get the hair.
I cannot get killed.
You don't get the benefits, you get the negatives. So you're not stronger, but you will die from a silver bullet.
Yeah, but I'd die from a silver bullet now. But if I get shot with a regular bullet as a wolf man, am I good?
Yes.
So that's a plus.
No, because if you get shot with a silver bullet in the leg now, you will be
How
okay.
many cops have silver bullets?
Well, if there's a wolf man around.
All of them.
Maybe they'll invest.
So... Yes. If I am someone, I've been bitten by a wolf, the rest, like, apart from that one day a month, every other day I can get shot, I'll be fine.
Yes.
That's great.
Well, I don't know, how often are you getting shot in
life? Well, now maybe a lot more.
You might well risk it.
Yeah.
Although when you're, when you get shot as a, if you're a wolfman and you're not currently in wolfman form, isn't it when you, like, get close to death or die?
You become a wolfman?
Wolfman anyway?
Let's say yes. I've never heard of that before in my life.
If I'm a man.
Yes.
And I'm a wolfman sometimes. But
you're
I'm always a wolfman.
Oh, wait.
I'm at the edge of a cliff and
maybe
I jump.
I think it's the other way around. When you're a wolfman and you die, you turn back
into a man. Yeah.
Okay, I think that's what I was imagining.
Okay, so I'm on the top of a cliff.
Yes.
And then I jump.
Yes.
There's a big rock underneath me. Yes. I get impaled by that rock.
That will kill a wolfman.
Oh. I thought it was only silver bullets.
No, yes, but also if you just like... Wolfman, not like wolf. Why am I talking like a caveman? A caveman bit me on the ass.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a wolfman doesn't have like the same rules as like Frankenstein, where as long as there's like a head, you still can.
No, but isn't it like wolfman can only be killed by a silver bullet?
Because if you can only be killed by a silver bullet, that's such a benefit.
No, unless you mean that he's impervious to certain things. Like, as in, like, if you shoot him, it's not like he gets a bullet wound and he's fine. It's just the bullet doesn't pierce.
You know, actually, I think you're right, JD, because, like, it was kind of the same with, like, a Dracula. So Dracula can only be killed by stakes through the heart. But if I got, like... You know that machine where you like a pneumatic press and I squished Dracula?
Yeah.
He would eventually die.
Would he?
Or he would be in such a state that it wouldn't matter that he was still alive. Do you know what I mean?
I guess.
Yeah. So I don't know what conclusion we've arrived at here today.
All right. So I guess I get a good sense of smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
hairy.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are into the hairy man, that's good.
Yeah.
So you could become a bear.
What
or
if
is
we...
this kind of thing?
But also a wolf. Mm.
But where it's kind of like the whole Beauty and the Beast situation, where like Belle falls in love with this like muscular, hairy
yeah,
beast.
Yeah, see, Joel Zammit, I'm going to stop you here because I know where this is going. This is only your theory. This isn't how it plays out in Beauty and the
There's
Beast.
There's no canon to establish your theory.
Yeah. I would be annoyed if I fell in love with a very big, hairy boy.
Except she knows what he is already. But that's fine.
Yeah, whatever. And I'm like, how's yeah, I'm all for this. And then he turns into this weedy prince.
You're talking to someone on the phone and you fall in love, and then when you meet them and they're not a phone.
Okay, that's an insane statement. Wow. No, don't even try to untangle
okay.
it.
No, but yeah, okay. It's kind of like being catfished, but in real life.
But she knows. He tells her.
Yeah, but she's attracted physically to the beast. Yeah.
No, again, that's just your implication.
I mean, you think she's not attracted to the beast, but she's like...
She's attracted to him as a person.
Yeah. But also there's got to be some physical element to
not
it.
Not necessarily.
Like the leg run of hands.
Well, maybe she doesn't...
They're not fucking. That's the point.
Yeah, that's a good point. They aren't fucking.
Yet.
Yes, and what causes them to a kiss? Oh, he's a boy again.
Yeah, that's true. She never kisses him as a beast.
So it's a reverse catfish.
Yeah.
It's like you're talking to a horrible looking person, and then you're like I know that you're going to be
like
good looking.
Is it like Beauty and the Geek or whatever, where they gave people makeovers?
But what also I think, Zammit, is you're going to argue that what if someone...
theory.
No, it isn't. Somebody's going to fall in love with you as a beast, but you're a beast for one day out of the month.
Yeah.
So what are the odds? It's just not a risk.
1 out of 30.
Also, no, people... But also, as a wolf man, you're like rabid.
Yeah.
You're always going to be falling in love with a wolf man.
Yeah, that's true. As a wolf man, all you're doing is eating rabbits and chickens and attacking people.
Doing shits on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no. How would you deal with your one day a month? What would you
do
now? You got to buy some chains, I guess. Chain yourself up.
Silver chains.
You going to get someone else to do it?
It's a process.
You should. I think I'm just going to let myself run wild. That's my plan.
Go to sleep in a school. Who cares?
I'm just going to stand out the front looking at my watch waiting for it to tick over to midnight.
Sure, Where's the nearest nursery?
I'm going to eat these kids. I'm hungry.
I sure hope nothing bad happens.
And I really want like that soft flesh of a baby.
No, I'm not even going to be... I'm just going to be waiting at the school. I'm going to be like, hey, tonight I'll eat you. I'm a wolf man.
I'm going to drive out to like, say... like farmland. Mm. I'm going to like, you know, get in my car and go north up to the country and then be like, right, if I turn into a wolf, fantastic. I got to deal with being in a car. That's going to be fun. And then all that's going to around me are like horses, sheep and cow.
Yeah.
And they're delicious and that's good.
You're going to kill a farmer. You're
maybe
definitely going to kill a farmer.
But they might be asleep.
I really like that idea of you locking yourself in your car and being like, I'll be fine as a wolf man. And then when you come to as a human, you're like, I have ruined my car.
I like the idea of the car. No, you've driven your car as a wolf man.
Where did I go? Oh, man, that's scary.
It's like, wake up in the ocean.
Huh.
Oh, this is wetter than I remember. Wake up in a
man.
Boat.
Huh? It's just like a shitty version of like the Hulk, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's a great tagline for Wolfman.
Like the Hulk, but bad.
Shitty.
But kind of shitty.
Yeah.
And get got by a gun with silver bullets.
All right. Well, let's explore then, I guess.
So would that be bad? Like pretty bad to be shot by?
It's not great. None of them are ideal.
Okay. Yeah. If we could keep our arse unbeat, that's still the
best
situation.
That's ideal. None of these are a win. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what have we got left?
Gilman
would be okay.
You sure get, you're working.
You get... There's not really many downsides. You get to eat raw fish.
That's good.
Always wet.
You know,
you can horny. Eat the horniest hammer movie
he
monster.
He is very horny, and he does make a wonderful sound. He trills.
Everything so far is just like...
Oh, my God.
Okay, you've described... Okay, what you've just described there is Gilman. Now, what if I just said... That's just Jackson with a sushi fetish.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
There's not much jump for me, so yeah, it's
that's
appealing.
Why it's the best one. The only difference is that you probably lose your beard.
Yeah, the only difference
lose
is
your beard, you start trilling.
Your teeth become sharper.
Equal amounts of currently horny, so that doesn't change.
I can breathe underwater. I can't do that now. Yeah. I don't know where the nearest swamp is, though. Do I...
You just sit in a bath.
Yeah.
You'd be a lazy Gilman.
That's what I was wondering. Do I have to live in a swamp or could I just like get in the bath here? I don't live here. That's going to be hard to come into work, sit in the bath. I'm recording from the bath now.
Record from your house. Who cares?
Yeah, all right.
Just don't come in. Also, you're just trailing now. We don't want you.
Jackson, hey, what do you think?
Ah, fuck, I'll go boil some. I'll go boil some eggs.
Another classic Jackson Bailey bit.
All of his riffs are trilling now. They got to bring me out in one of those, you know, like those animal moving, handling sticks with a rope on it. I'm wild at this point.
Yeah. Yes.
But
yes.
It's great that you've still kept me on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, it's unique. No one else has.
Two Joels and an Aqualad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does he get any other benefits apart from being slimy?
Needle teeth.
Being slimy isn't a benefit.
Oh, he has needle teeth.
He's got needle teeth.
Oh, being slimy isn't a benefit.
I thought he had gums.
No, I think he's got sharp,
sharp
teeth.
So when he gums
teeth.
And, like, suckers onto my bum cheek.
You
that's
then,
gonna, that's gonna.
He will tear a hefty chunk of
ass. That might be the worst, to be honest.
Out of your bum cheek.
Like, okay, so at least the others I kind of am a bit more cognizant.
Hey, right? You know what's cool about being bitten by a gill man is that the gill man is no longer the last of his kind. That's all right. Now me and the gill man can mate and make more gill men.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Okay, if gill man's the last of his kind, has he ever mated before?
I'll figure it out.
Yep. So you...
if I remember The Shape of Water, his penis comes out of like a flap.
Yeah, it kind of flops out.
She does a mime. Whoop.
Yeah, doesn't she go...
She goes like little open and then
she
kind of pops
through. Yeah, so like I know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, she goes
open and then...
And I'll just get him to oviposit some eggs into my gut or whatever goes down and shit out some Gilman babies.
Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe the Gilman's the worst.
I don't know. Saving a species.
Okay, with a Dracula.
Somebody call... Who's the one that looks
David
up?
Attenborough?
No, the one that looks after pandas.
WWF.
Yeah, somebody called WWF. I've saved a species.
And you smell what the pandas are cooking.
Yeah.
So with say a Dracula, you just become. We haven't really discussed Dracula.
We'll get to it, I'm sure.
But like with Dracula, you're a man. You're cognizant. You know what's going on. With a wolf boy, you're cognizant for like 28 days, and then suddenly I'm got to eat a lamb or whatever. Mm-hmm. With the mummy, you're just a little bit dry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wolfman, you're a dog boy. I just mentioned him. Am I missing anybody?
I don't think so.
But with Gilman, you're just a Gilman.
Yeah,
I guess Frankenstein. You're still cognizant a little bit. You know that fire bad. But what does Gilman know?
Gilman knows egg good, fuck good, live in wet.
All Gilman
mates with human woman. Yeah, Gilman.
Let's rewind a bit. Mate with human woman.
Every gill man wants to have sex with a human woman. That's
yes.
True. That's
gill man. You said you're going to repopulate the species by fucking gill man who doesn't want to have sex with you, wants to have sex with human woman.
And you also probably don't want to have sex with gill man. Because like Frankenstein, that'd be like having sex with your creator. And Gilman does not have that quality.
Damn. It sucks that I'm going to go up to Gilman and be like, hey, let's repopulate. Gilman's going to be like, dude, I just want to have sex with human woman. And I'll be
all
like,
all Gilman
me
know.
Me too. If only you were human woman.
All Gilman know is fuck woman,
I figured
suck
it
egg.
Out. I go to the Gilman. We figure out, have to have sex with human woman. I go get a human woman, bite me on the ass. And then Gilman and me make love. I pop out Gilman babies.
So you become then...
Solve the riddle.
A human woman.
You get bitten by the Hammer movie monster villain women.
Solve the riddle. Woman. Solve the riddle. Shitting out Gilman babies. Bada bing, bada boom.
But isn't it like the best way... Isn't the best way for you to get more Gilman is to then go and just bite more people on the bum?
All that's happening is I'm fucking Gilman. Man, I'm not getting pregnant. What is happening? Jackson, dude, how did you become a gill man? Oh, fuck. That explains heaps. But not everything, no.
Also, I like the idea that you're like, I'm going to go bite asses.
No, you're a human woman now.
Huh?
He's never going to get it. He's too deep. He's never going to understand.
So I think Gilman's pretty bad.
Yeah. Gilman's not ideal.
I just don't think of... I haven't yet seen a benefit of Gilman.
No.
It's all
although
bad.
Although brilliant trilling voice. Well, that's nice.
Oh my God.
Go to a zoo and yell at a bird. It'll make that noise back. It's fine.
Hey, bird!
It's pretty cool.
I'll kick you out of the zoo. Too bad I'm robbing it at the same time, so nobody's paying attention.
Hey, bird, where's the fucking pandas?
Where's the till?
I'm robbing a zoo, baby!
Zookeeper, put that panda in this unmarked bag!
I just like the idea of going to the zoo and not robbing it of animals. Just going to the till and robbing it like a regular, like a convenience store.
Where's the safe?
Where's the safe?
Bang, 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 bang!
Sir, we don't have that much money on premises. But you're the zoo!
Everybody loves giving the zoo
it's
money.
It's like $50 a ticket!
Dude, that's fucked! Inflate, it's just animals. I can look outside. I'm going to go to Google and type in animals.
I can see a dog at any time I want.
There's an animal, who cares? You're charging $50 entry! Sir, are there other problems you have with the zoo?
Yeah. And then you get tackled. Okay, so is Dracula the last Hammond?
Yeah, yeah, there? Dracula's all
so
we get,
so getting bitten by Dracula
yeah.
and becoming a Dracula.
Yeah.
Okay.
Free arse liposuction accidentally.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good.
Can turn into
in brackets,
bats.
One cheek.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can turn into bats.
Can turn into mist.
Can turn into mist. Can control wolves, maybe.
You can control spiders, creatures of the night, three
can
brides.
Can jump off that cliff that you
can
were talking
jump
about
off that
and
cliff
not die.
Only at night, though.
What?
Yeah, because during the day, Dracula.
Oh, right.
Dust.
I thought Dammit had some strange, you're only Dracula at night theory. No, you're right.
No, because during the day, Dracula's dead everywhere.
That's why you just wear a big hat.
Oh, my
sunscreen.
God.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's how
the
Adam
balaclava from earlier.
Yeah. That's how Adam Sandler's Hotel Transylvania Dracula.
Like, that's how Adam Stephen Dorff does it in Blade.
I thought you were going to say that's how Adam Sandler gets around.
Sunscreen.
You know,
yes.
Adam Sandler is a Dracula. Yeah, yeah, well, that's
he's
how he survives.
Slip, slop, slap.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Also, plumbing is sick as cream and all, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you're looking for the podcast equivalent of having the flu and then taking too much cough syrup accidentally and then driving a car. Well, then why not listen to BigSoftTD.png, a nightmare comedy podcast by comedians Tom Walker and Demi Lardner that's far better than it has any right to be. Do you think becoming a mist would help you in your day-to-day?
Yes.
Okay, can I get an example? No. I love the confidence, but can I get an example from either of you?
Hey, Zama, can you do anything? Oh, where'd he go? Why is this room so misty?
He became a mist
and then
to avoid his responsibilities.
And then I missed out
he
the door.
He thinks he's tricked us, but I know he can do
that. And then I missed out the door.
Bye-bye. Yeah, all right, fine.
Traveling places at a slow, misty pace.
At yeah. night.
Can't get wet.
That's true. In the rain, become a mist.
Can make other people wet with my mistiness.
A little bit. When you turn back into a man, though, does that mistiness then get sucked back into
if
you
I
and
huff,
dry all of a sudden?
I can make you huff me.
I will do it
huff
willingly.
Me.
Huff me.
And then I'm going to turn into a man inside you and see if you pop.
Hey, if I become bats and then I get those bats to go in different directions, yes. Then I try to become a man.
What happens?
It's just like my hand slam onto the ground somewhere. Yeah, or my penis bringing it full circle.
I think what will happen is that you'll get form, but you'll be missing chunks.
I'll be missing
you know, like that classic magician trick where they cut up a card and they get like take a square and then they do some magic and they pull out the card that's missing the square?
Mm-hmm.
That by your body.
I will have literally a bat-shaped hole in my front.
Yes.
That's alternatively, maybe if you turn into bats, only one of you is the real you, so that just turns back into a man and all the other bats just drop out of the sky.
Dead. I have to collect these.
Bury them. I am sad.
You gotta collect them and eat them or else you keep going shorter and shorter.
shoulder. You
know? Each one of these bats represents a foot on my body. That's so funny for me to come back, but I'm like 2 foot tall. I lost my other bats.
I don't know where they went. I thought I got them. Turns out they were just random wild bats.
They were
bats.
Regular bats. Fellas, help. I'm not helping you. You're embarrassing to be around.
You're too small.
Oh!
Come here, I'll bite your neck. No, you can't.
You can't reach my neck. I can when you go to sleep.
I'll bite your ass. Oh, no.
And that's how it happens. That's how they get you. Become the size 2 foot tall because you lose your bats. What if I lose all of them? I just don't come back.
How do you lose all your bats?
Surely you have at least one.
You are them. You are the bats.
You're at least just one.
One of my bats coming up and being like, yeah, I can't turn back. I've lost all my bats. Jackson.
Jackson,
what? Yeah, dude.
You're like climbing up on a table. You're my like big bat 30 wing. Centimeters.
Oh, dude. Where are my bats? Jackson, aren't you a bat? Yeah, now. No.
Yeah, but the other bats, I don't...
No, well, yeah, but I can't find any of the other bats to turn back. I'm not going to tell you what you need to do. You deserve to be bats, Jackson. Yeah.
So do we have to go out batting? As in, like, looking for your bats?
I guess so. I don't know. I'd just
bats
be a bat
fly.
Forever,
yeah. That's just... Okay, so if you don't find your bats within, say, a 12-hour period and then, like, the sun comes up, what happened?
I just never find my bats
and
again.
Oh, die. Can Dracula be bats during the day?
I don't think so.
Nah.
There's a Dracula bats.
Yeah. Bloodsuckers.
Yeah. I can control wolves now. There are wolves at the zoo. We're back there again.
Use the wolves to steal a panda.
Yeah, or the money from the deal. Except again,
they never suspect wolves from the till.
I love the idea of a wolf bat coming at the till at a zoo and then just staring at it, all just looking, being like,
rub the till for me, wolves. Just turning, doing that dog head on the side thing. No, get in there. But then like also the dog getting up against the till and just pouring at it.
Kind of just all of them howling at it.
Oh, no.
Oh, and that's like inside, like a howl. That would
It'll be
real loud.
It's true. Yeah. Then I'll be shot to death by the cops.
Won't die, though.
That's true. Yeah. You can still put Dracula in jail.
You can absolutely put Dracula in jail.
That's pretty intense.
Arrest Dracula.
If you get as a Dracula, get shot in the heart, do you die?
No, only if you get shot with a wooden stake. From a gun that fires wooden stakes.
Because surely it's the impact of the...
No,
it's a wooden stake.
What about a metal?
Yes, doesn't count. It's got to be a wooden stake.
Why would?
Well, it's like garlic counts, but onion doesn't.
Yeah, we've been through this. Yeah. Keep up.
You know, or like running water counts, but still water doesn't.
Or being in a home counts. Someone's home counts, but you have to be invited in where just a property you found.
If you're sleeping as Dracula...
Yes.
It's a day later, obviously. I crack open your coffin, I get a nail file and just file away your teeth.
Yeah.
Do they grow back?
Presumably.
It depends what the coffin is. You might open it during the day and you just killed Dracula.
I got him, I guess.
Oh, hey, that was
I
easy.
I just wanted to inconvenient him.
Man, nobody's ever killed Dracula by dragging his coffin out the front.
Dracula being like, no.
Just put bricks on the top. It's easy to kill a Dracula.
Stay in there. Gotcha.
Okay, what about a crossbow?
Yeah. No, it's got to be a wooden stake.
It's wood.
It doesn't matter. It's got to be a stake made of wood. Those are the parameters
of
Dracula.
There is no loophole. A bow and arrow, that's all wood.
No, it doesn't count.
How?
Is it a stake?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Is it a stake?
Was it made to be a stake?
I was made to be a stake. And I get a stake, a wooden stake, and I keep whittling because I'm bad at it.
Is it a stake?
And then it comes into like a very thin stake.
Then it counts.
It counts. Is it a stake?
Yeah.
It's a thin stake.
Yeah, it counts.
Yeah,
I got it. unless, you know, it's an arrow.
Then it doesn't count. Yeah.
Okay, what if I get a very thick arrow?
Doesn't count.
It looks like a stake.
Hey, quick question, dude. Is it a stake?
Is it a stake?
If someone didn't know.
Is it a stake?
Okay, so it's a big stake.
Doesn't matter if he knows or not. It just needs to be a stake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be like, hey, Dracula, this is a fucking...
That's what I'm arguing.
Hammer.
Yeah.
And put it in him. But if it's actually a stake,
he does.
Dead.
So, but what if it's a big, thick arrow?
Doesn't matter. It's an arrow.
It's an arrow. It's
that's
a thick
the same
arrow.
Thing. I'm like, well, couldn't Dracula get stabbed with him? Like, that's just a thick arrow.
Is a big cat a dog? No, it's a big cat.
You're arguing
my point.
No, we're not.
He's
not. If you make a big arrow.
Yes.
That's not a stake.
You've said it's a
if
big arrow.
If you get a stake and turn it into an arrow, that's a stake.
Okay, what if my intention is to make a big arrow?
Well, then you've made an arrow.
It's come out like a stake.
Doesn't matter. You made an arrow. It's intent.
That if I was to get someone in here to be like, there's an actual stake, and this
doesn't
big
matter
arrow
if they can
I
tell the difference.
Up,
that's not like, the question.
I cannot tell the
doesn't
difference.
Doesn't matter. The How stake is the different? One that'll kill Dracula.
How does Dracula know?
Dracula doesn't know.
That's just the rules. Those are the parameters of Dracula.
Here's a hot dog, a sandwich.
I will blast you.
Doesn't matter. Those are the parameters. Those are the rules of Dracula.
Hey, that's okay. A big cat. It's a dog. No, it's a big cat.
Exactly. There it is. Nothing you can do. No,
okay, so if Dracula could get caught
keep
by...
trying to loophole this. It's
no,
good.
I'm asking loophole. These questions. If Dracula can only get killed by a cat, yes. Uh-huh, and I get a dog and I say this is a big cat...
Then that doesn't count. It's a dog.
But if I get a big, like, if I get a cat and I say this is a dog, what happens?
Then the cat will kill Dracula.
The cat will kill Dracula.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, so if you've got a steak, it's a steak. Even if you say this steak is a sandwich, yeah, it's still a steak.
So if I get a bit, again, it's a big, it's a steak.
Doesn't
so
matter, like, you made an arrow.
Is it an arrow or is it a steak?
Well, it is a steak, but I'm like, it's
did
an
you
arrow.
Make a steak or an arrow? Did,
well, I don't know what I made. I made a sharp, pointy thing.
And the issue is, if you don't know what you've made, then it's still not a steak.
Then it won't kill Dracula.
Even though it is a steak.
Yeah, but no, it's not a steak. You don't know what you made.
So if I pick up a cat and I'm like, what is this?
Doesn't matter. That's a cat. It will kill Dracula.
No, see, a cat's easier because the cat is a cat.
Cat's a cat no matter what you do.
Yeah, you can call a cat a dog as much as you want,
it's
but still it's
still
going to
be a cat. You didn't make a cat. If no. you just, if you make a shaft of wood with a point, hey, if you don't know what that is...
Okay, a quick question. Am I bleeding from the nose?
It's so easy.
It's so
making...
simple. It's so simple. It makes so much sense.
Am I...
If you make a steak... Then
have I had a stroke?
If you make a steak and you kill Dracula with a steak, he dies. If you make anything else, no matter if it looks identical to the steak you made, it won't kill Dracula.
Because it's not a steak.
It's not a steak. It's something else.
If you give Dracula any other fucking herb or vegetable that's not garlic, will it upset him? No.
If it's garlic, yes.
Okay, does it look like garlic?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So it's not garlic.
Okay, I'm going to make... Okay. I'm going to make a chopped up onion.
Sure.
And I go to my... bowl that I keep the garlic and the onion in.
Yeah.
And I grab garlic.
Then you'll kill it.
And then I chop it up and I'm like, aha, chopped onion.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's garlic. Onion. It's not about what you think.
Who cares what you think?
It's what you make. It's what it is. Just, and if it is a steak, it'll kill Dracula.
So I'm like, aha, I'm going to make a big arrow, but I accidentally make a steak.
No,
you can't accidentally make a steak because you made a big arrow.
I just did.
No, you made a big arrow.
The intention also counts.
You've got to mean to make a
steak. So then the garlic wouldn't kill it.
No.
Because onion.
Because garlic is garlic no matter what.
A dog is a cat.
You don't make garlic.
A dog is a cat. A dog is a dog and a cat is a cat.
You grow garlic. I've never felt cleverer.
Maybe you're Frank. Maybe you got bit by
no,
Frank.
No, me and Dusha are talking sense.
Is a steak. Things that aren't a steak aren't
are
a steak.
Steaks. And a steak is what kills Dracula. I feel very powerful.
Yeah,
right
this is
now.
The smartest I've ever felt.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had an aneurysm.
Well, that's your
like,
fault.
Maybe
is it
they're...
an aneurysm or is it just a headache?
Yeah.
Ooh, hard to say. I feel like this at some point, this is all now in my mind. And like, this is like, you guys are just standing over me and I'm dead. And I'm just envisioning all of this.
So which one have we decided is the worst to be bitten by?
I think maybe the worst is Gilman still.
Yeah, I think we kind of hit the nail on the head when we imagined having one of our entire ass cheeks sucked.
Yeah.
I think the moment we imagined that. Hey, quick question. If you got a big Gilman hickey on one bum cheek,
yeah,
would you then just
ask for it again?
Well, yeah, just for evenness sake.
Yeah.
So you got two big
finish
red...
Finish off the job.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, Gilman.
Gilman, come on.
Finish what you started.
So if you have like one Gilman on one cheek, another Gilman on the other cheek, you're running like two flags flapping in the wind. So you become a more powerful Gilman?
Yeah. Well, let's say, why not?
Yeah, that'd be the worst because then you'd be chilling extra hard.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Gilman's the worst to get bitten by.
Yeah, I think absolutely we're on the money there.
Because like you can continue at least some of your regular life as any of the other characters, but Gilman fucks everything up.
Yeah.
Like Dracula, sure, you got to shift everything from the day, like your daytime activities to your nightmare.
Your nightmare activities.
Your nightmare activities.
Absolutely.
With like the mummy, you're just a little bit dry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, with Frankenstein, your cares no longer exist because you're dumb as shit.
Yeah. Mm.
Which
one is the most fragile of the movie?
Of the Hammer
mummy.
Yeah.
Mummy,
yeah.
You can get caught in the door and then it's all over.
Can I enter a late entrant in this Hammer movie monster?
No, yes. There's strict rules.
Dang.
Just like with Dracula, mistake.
No, that makes
go
sense.
On, I'll allow it.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bitten by him.
Am I bitten by him as Jekyll or Hyde?
Well, he's the same no matter what, so it doesn't matter.
I reckon that you turn into... Mr. Hyde half as much as Mr. Hyde turns into Mr. Hyde. Oh, yeah. It's a dilution process.
Oh, kind of like with the shitty wolfman. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of more man.
So if I bit someone on the ass, they would be like, yeah, occasionally I become a mildly worse version of myself.
I get some days I'm angry and I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm real good for a Snickers ad, but that's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else, yeah.
I would like to get it so diffused that you couldn't even tell. I've got faint Dr. Jekyll ancestry. Yeah. Do you think you're... Wait, which one was the good one and which one's the bad one?
Dr. Jekyll is
the good one. Yeah,
because he's got a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, well, no, that's fair.
They're both not great.
Hey, it's crazy that Mr. Hyde didn't get Dr. Jekyll's doctorate. They're the same guy.
Yeah, but he's not doing doctor stuff. Yeah.
He's still
murders.
A doctor. The body's a doctor.
He's doing...
No, but the mind is where the doctor
but
is
But it's
from.
The same mind, really.
No, it's not. It's two different people.
No, it's the same person.
That's why you don't have Dr. Banner and Dr. Hulk again.
Well, the Hulk's a different situation.
Well, then you get Professor Hulk. Spoilers for Endgame, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, what have I done?
And also, I assume that's the Hulk's choice, you know?
Am I dumb or am I Clark smart?
Wow. It's cool to see someone answer their question in the question.
I went to say clever and smart at the same time.
Am I dumb or am I Clark? Man in the universe, Joel Dusha.
Okay. Dr. Dusha to you.
What do you think your Mr. Hyde would be like? What is the bit of you you're hiding from society?
Imagine mine's nice.
I get it now.
Just a kind douche. Hey, are you the other one? Yeah.
Yes, thank you
of
for
course.
Asking.
Oh, okay.
How's your day?
I don't like this douche.
He seems nice.
I'm suspicious of him.
I'm wary.
Somehow you managed to give...
Yeah, as my Mr. Hart, I'm like, yeah, of course. How is your day? Also, it doesn't matter what a steak is.
Don't worry. I'm sorry we put you through that.
I don't know, but... Guys, something's happened. Am I bleeding from the nose again?
I like to imagine that Dr. Dusha and Mr. Joel... that Mr. Joel... No, that Dr. Dusha manages somehow to give Mr. Joel a swirly and just exercises it from his body. Go into the toilet and see you somehow holding yourself up by your legs and dunking your own head in the toilet. Oh, he's sorting it out.
He's working...
He's working through some stuff.
He's done it.
Hey, how did you imagine that looking? I'm real curious.
So pretty much just imagine me, but flipped.
Yeah.
But then hands holding onto my legs, wherever I can reach.
Okay. Yeah. Or like,
I imagine half and half.
I imagine like holding
down the middle.
Yeah. I guess it would just kind of look like you were dunking your head in the toilet.
Yeah.
I would still be like, he's working through some stuff.
I feel a bit like, because like one hand like on the back of his head trying to dunk it, the other hand trying to like rip it off. Like,
yeah. Like, we'd be like, eventually.
Internal struggle while he's trying to trip himself up with his own foot.
Yeah.
I
imagine in the end you'd come out and just be fine again.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey,
I got rid of that annoying cunt.
Yeah, that one that wouldn't stop asking how other people are. Yeah, he's dead now.
Yeah.
He's fucking
anyway,
good.
Anyway, I ordered Uber Eats, but just for me.
And then you'd push me into the bin. I'm so happy Douche is back.
Enjoy your new house, idiot.
This is much more comfortable for me. I like to imagine I don't change.
No.
Oh.
Oh, I feel different. Oh, wait. No.
Turns out I'm always exactly as I am.
Is the Invisible Man a Hammer movie monster?
He could be. Being invisible would be a little bit alright.
Yeah. Because also as you're running
the
down...
The stream's gone too long.
Also, as you're running down and you trip over and you feel like teeth sink into you, you're like...
Oh, no. Well, I wouldn't run. I'd just be in the middle of a crowd and have my ass bit.
I'm like, what is going on? Who's this?
Who's what biting my this? Ass?
And then some, one day you look at the mirror and there's no one there and you're like,
would you still
am I a Dracula?
What's happening?
And then I'd try and fly or become rats and
what would be your Invisible Man outfit? I think I would just go pants.
Two gloves.
Two gloves are scary.
Condom.
Oh, wow. Bold and awesome. I would dip both ass cheeks in paint.
Yes.
People will be like, what the hell is this? Just floating in the, oh my God, it's a bomb.
What about silly strings?
All over
just
your
all
body.
All over, so I'm a bit drippy.
Yeah, no, that's great. Ooh. Man, it's fun if you're the Invisible Man. You just get to pick which bits of you are visible.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to be like, is the Invisible Man's blood visible? No, it's not, because it's in him.
Yes.
We'd be able to see it otherwise. Yeah.
But if you cut yourself, then the blood...
I would drink silver and you'd be able to see what my guts look like
neat.
As I die. Wait, what's happening? That jar of molten silver is going in. Oh, it's Jack.
I can hear some screaming.
He's doing that thing that they dead. Do to Ant Hills to his dead. Body.
Yep. There
actually,
he
everyone
goes.
Would know where you are, Jackson, because you'd always be singing this fucking song or saying, like, I am Turok.
Jackson, yeah. Are you in the room? I can also tell from the pants. Oh, shit. And then you see the pants take themselves off.
And then it's just an ass. Oh, I forgot I painted this.
Crap, don't look. And then you can tell that I've put my hands on my ass. Jackson, please.
There is a scent in the room. I know you have peeled back your cheeks, and I hate this.
It's not intentional. I just don't want you to know where I am. And then I run forward, trip on my own pants. Ass cheeks in the air, little fart. We can hear that.
And Gilman comes and just suckers
onto the cheek. Oh, it'll clean off the paint, thank goodness.
And then you just slowly turn back into a man and then into a Gilman.
The worst. The worst hammer movie monster to be
absolutely.
Bitten by. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, we knew it from the beginning.
Yeah.
This yeah. Is... Going in. Anyone, no one who was listening to this was like.
They're going to come up with something else.
No.
And true. On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been right.
Avoid Gilman and I assume steak.
A steak is a steak.
Yeah, it's the one.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.